This is Kung Fu Kitty.
And Eva.
With Gallery Walk.
That's right, it's the first Saturday of the month, and we're headed downtown to see what's going on.
And roaming about and what creative artists are at Bloom.
Max is away, so we're gonna take it over today. So we'll see you again next month, Max, but tonight we're seeing you.
Woohoo!
Jeannie McMackin, I'm here at Pippa's on August 1st, and this is our opening for Liquid Planet, which is a show for our members of the Surface Design Association North Peninsula chapter. Everyone took that concept of Liquid Planet, what does it mean, and interpreted their own way. We have several really wonderful ideas here, everything from coffee cups to beautiful hand-dyed pieces to some gorgeous jewelry, and a piece that was made from pieces, debris actually, that was found on the beach. And that piece is really pretty spectacular. It's all really all about what people think about when they think of Liquid Planet. My piece is called Blue Raincoat, and it's based on my idea of what happens when you take a walk out into the rain. But I took that and put a little twist on it and decided that the rain was acid rain, and I have this really great shredded piece on a wire form that is sort of Alexander Calder-ish.
My name is Carol Breyer Ballard Gentry. The name kind of goes on and on. Sorry about that. And I moved to Port Townsend about a year ago. I am a professional textile artist and have been earning my living doing that for many, many years. And I absolutely love it here in Port Townsend. It's inspiring, and there are lots of artists, so I've certainly enjoyed it. My work is basically quilts, and of course the minute I say that, the next thing I hear is, oh, my grandmother made quilts. Well, these are not your grandmother's quilts. I make fine art to hang on the wall from fabric that is stitched together, so technically the technique is quilting, but my designs are not at all traditional. So in this particular show, of course, each of the artists is interpreting water. And so both of my pieces are reflections of Eldine. Eldine is a boat we chartered 2 summers ago and went through all the San Juan Islands. But I was really fascinated not only by the beautiful scenery, but by the interesting reflections in the water. So the first one is a series of photographs that I took of reflections of Eldine in the water, put together in a series of squares that are in the Fibonacci sequence, which is technical term. I won't go into all the numbers involved. And the second one is just a single reflection that I just interpreted in fabric. My website is briarpatch.com. That's Briar the way I spell my maiden name, BRYERPATCH.com.
This is Susan Derner at Conservatory Coastal Home. It's Gallery Walk. It's Saturday, August 1st, and we're serving vodka and tonic.
Desiree, and we were at the Seattle Center today, and they were doing free Sikh turbans for everyone in multicolored, vibrant hues.
Looking great.
Don't forget my sign party.
Oh, I'm dancing to take my mom and my sister Wally on the 5th. We're doing the signing party at 1 to 2 at the rec room. You want to come for the new paper signing party? Are you doing that for your station? My 50th birthday card, when my mom was gone, they gave me a nice party.
Oh, you are. I'm Mary Lou McKenzie, and I'm here serving wine at the art gallery for Don Tiller and Jim Jacobson and Jolene Sunding. We have white wine from Sonoma County. We have some brie cheese and crackers, raspberry bars, hummus and chips, sparkling water. Yes, it's a beautiful night.
I'm Jeanette, and I'm president of the board of Northwind Arts, and this is our 17th annual juried show, Artport Townsend, Expressions Northwest. We've got 66 pieces in the show. Our artists are from Canada, Vancouver, and Victoria, Montana, Alaska, Oregon, and of course, most of us are from Washington. Our juror did a great selection online choosing the pieces, and she was here Friday choosing the award winners. So you will find shortly the images online. Actually, you can find the images referred to on online jury shows, so you can go and look at everything that's in the show online. And the award winners will be online tomorrow. And so all I can say is please come. We're really proud of the show, and it's a lot of fun.
Tonight, we have refreshments. Music. We have Mr. Gary Rainwater, our featured artist, who's brought in some new pieces. We have Bruce Hook outside playing music.
Yeah.
And we have refreshments and snacks and just a lot of wonderful treasures here.
Gary is a self-taught artist. He's a local man. He's a self-taught artist and a sailor and a boat builder. As you can see by these pictures, his work is very diverse. All of these pictures here are by Gary. Every print on the stairs by Gary. So you have everything from ravens and llamas to rabbis and whales. A lot of nautical themed pieces, I think probably just because of his background, and a wide variety of prices so that you can get a piece of his art in a card, in a small print, up to a large original oil painting. He also carves. We've had several of his carvings in the past. I just find that he's incredibly diverse, and I never know what he's going to bring in. And I'm Holly, and this is April Fool and Penny 2, Gallery Walk Night.
Hi, I'm Dolores McFrederick. We're upstairs at the Spice and Tea Exchange on Water Street in Port Townsend. I have an art exhibit up here for the month of August, and I do watercolors, basically realism, mostly people, animals, and some florals. My phone number is on the posters outside. I have a business card over in the corner, and I have my phone number on the price lists as well, so I can be called if I need to come in if they want to buy a large piece. There's an honor box, or if they use cash, they can pay downstairs if they have the exact amount to purchase whatever is up here. I won't be here all the time, obviously. But people are free to come and look and certainly purchase anything they'd like to purchase. So, well, we're from a farming background. My husband was a veterinarian, and we were both raised on dairies. My mother was a horsewoman her whole life, and we just love animals. So a lot of what I like to do is pretty much anything that has eyes, kind of. And all paintings have to be done from original photographs that I take, because anything else isn't considered legal. So I take the photographs and then, you know, sort through them and see what I'd like to paint, and something will catch my attention. Occasionally someone will give me permission to use a photograph, my daughter especially, and I just get really excited about some of those things from that.
My name's Kathy Constantine. We're at Gallery 9. Well, I guess you'd call it mixed media. I use acrylic for some of them, but a lot of them are acrylic mixed media, and it combines photography, drawing, painting,
let's see what else, use of paper, puts it all together, and some of them are layered digitally. Some of them evolve, and I don't know where I'm going. Sometimes it's the materials that lead me, and other times I have an idea. Sometimes it's almost a story in my head. Like one I did, I had a story about Leonardo da Vinci, and I wanted to do something about flight, and then it took off, and it has a life of its own. Yeah, I like color, and I try to vary it. Some of them I make a little more subtle, because some people don't like it to shout as much, and others I like to infuse with a lot of color. Most everything is layered. Some of them are layered digitally, so that I can use transparency, and all the others have multiple layers in various ways, whether it's paint or paint and paper, or even sometimes transparent tissue with something on top. Unfortunately, this is my last month at Gallery 9 because I've gotten so busy, but I have a website at kathyconstantine.com, and I'm going to be at Northwind continuing in town, and I'm on Bainbridge Island and other galleries.
Well, this is Eva.
And Kung Fu Kitty.
And what a hot night it's been for a weekend of cool blues.
It's a little bit too hot for gallery walk, but yet it's crowded streets and lively music, and it's all good.
Lots of art and lots of music. Lots of love. Thanks for listening.
To KPTZ.
91.9.
FM Fort Townsend Gallery Walk.
Ding, ding.